When I heard the title of today's edition of the Weekly Reader, Laughter is the Best Medicine, I immediately Googled Reader's Digest. Yes, it's still a thing, and yes, they still feature the beloved humor column by that name. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today, University of Baltimore professor and book critic Marian Winnick is here to tell you that the old axiom still rings true. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. If you're a public radio person, it's a safe bet you love David Sedaris, and if you're a Weekly Reader regular, you know we love him too. If you haven't already gotten your hands on Calypso, his new collection of essays, you've got a treat coming. This book is being vaunted as his darkest and most personal, mainly because he takes on the issue of his sister Tiffany's suicide and how poorly he treated her, also dealing with health and aging issues of his own. In the title essay, Sedaris develops an affection for a snapping turtle with a partially missing foot and a tumor on its head that lives in a canal near the giant beach house he bought for his family in Emerald Isle, North Carolina. He and his partner Hugh get one half, and the rest of them get the other. Sedaris has never been worried about his likability, and that is never more true than in this collection. When the author develops his own fatty tumor, he decides to have it removed and take it back to the island to feed to his turtle friend. Since a real doctor says he won't give him the tumor after he removes it, he enlists a Mexican lesbian he meets at a book signing to help him out by cutting it off and shipping it to his sister Lisa to put in her freezer. Sedaris has never been worried about the believability of some of the incidents he reports, and that, too, has never been more evident. Finally, he gets back to the beach house, tumor in hand, and goes to find the turtle. As Alan Cummings wrote in the New York Times, "I found myself rooting for him to be able to keep his tumor and longing for the beautiful climactic reunion scene where the sick turtle eats it. He sees himself in that turtle, weird, slightly damaged, set in his ways, so feeding it a part of him is also replenishing himself." Unfortunately, when he gets to the canal, he finds out that A, the turtle is hibernating, and B, many other local residents have also bonded with him. "I felt betrayed," he writes, "the way you do when you discover that your cat has a secret secondary life and is being fed by neighbors who call him something stupid like Calypso." And that is where the title of the book comes from. So, is this book in some way about who David Sedaris is when he's not being David Sedaris? Is such a thing possible? My advice is read it and be forewarned that there are a few boring pieces in the front of the book, but it all gets going by the one-third point. The other book I want to clue you into is Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pierce, a lighthearted romp through the London Blitz of World War II. Emmeline Lake is working as an assistant to a stodgy advice columnist at a women's magazine and also helping out at the local fire station on high alert due to all the bombings. When Emmy's duties turn out to be mostly destroying letters requesting advice on unacceptable topics, like premarital relations, extramarital relations, she begins replying to them in secret, forging her boss's signature. What this book conveys so aptly is the desperate gaiety and fortitude of ordinary souls under the worst of circumstances. "Bugger Hitler," exclaims one character, while another calmly counts the currants in her scone. There are two. A coming-of-age tragicomedy set amid falling bombs, Dear Mrs. Bird is jaunty, heartbreaking, and ultimately winning.
The books are Calypso by David Sedaris and Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pierce. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.